Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on
Twitter.
Y'all ready, man? The social network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
after
this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
They know excuse.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, saving you time with your social media marketing. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and today we're going to discuss the biggest myth about social media. Now, I want to give you some quick statistics according to some statistics I pulled up in 2014 as far as active users. This was in December of 2014, active users on these different social media platforms. You have 1.28 active users, 1.28 billion active users on Facebook, 1 billion on YouTube, 540 million on Google Plus, 255 million on Twitter, 200 million on Instagram, 187 million on LinkedIn, 70 million on Pinterest, and 40 million on Vine. And I haven't even discussed like Tumblr and Snapchat, but these are active monthly numbers that people are using. So that means their accounts are active, that they are using on a regular basis. So it's really time for us to take social media serious, that it is a part of our life now. This is the day and age that we live in. So what's the biggest myth about social media? The biggest myth is that I can start a business, come out with a product or a service, put it on Facebook and Twitter, and people are going to buy it. That's like the biggest myth. And the reason I say that is because you can't imagine how many small business owners that I come in contact with that they think they can just spread pixie dust over their product in their service, and everything is going to sell because I put it on Facebook. I put it on Google Plus like one time. So unfortunately, that is not true. The biggest myth about social media is that I can just post something on Twitter and Facebook, my product or my service, and people are just going to buy it from me. And it doesn't work like that. And I know a lot of times early social media, maybe, 2007, 2008, maybe that would have maybe been true. But remember, in today's social media marketing, that everyone has a business, everyone has a service, everyone has a product. You know how many authors come out now on a daily basis, knowing that you don't have to go through traditional publishers? I mean, I just recently published an ebook, and I already have my own ISBN numbers and everything. I didn't need to go through a traditional publisher. I just didn't. And I was able to promote the ebook on my own without any help from a third party. There's no longer any gatekeepers. And what I mean by gatekeepers are, say, like the big publishing companies that you used to have to send your manuscript to, or any other big business if you wanted to get your product or service, say, on TV or on a newspaper ad. Like today, you are the media. You can go and help someone else by just simply sharing their story on your platform. That's something that we do with our relationship coaching podcast as well. I mean, we interview different people. We have a platform. And I mean, I even have a platform with the podcast, what we're doing now with the Kairos Moment. So for all my small business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs, know that it takes work. Have a plan, have a strategy in your approach with social media, because I don't want you to have this wallflower mentality when it comes to social media, because a lot of people waste time on social media just scrolling and not really making relationships with people. And that's important. Even in this age of social media, you have to know people. That's just one of the things that come with social media marketing when it comes to your product or your service. You have to add value. Are you adding value to your potential client? Because if you're adding value, they'll find you. They'll connect with you. They'll sign up on your mailing list. They'll sign up for your blog or they'll subscribe to your podcast, or they'll buy your product. I mean, there's people that's been on my mailing list for, you know, months on end and never purchased from me, but then all of a sudden they purchase because I've been consistent in my approach. I just didn't start something today and then I'm finished tomorrow. There's so many people that have Facebook pages and stuff, and they haven't been on these pages in months. So when they tell people to visit their Facebook page, it's like June of 2012. And I'm thinking, so I should buy from you and you haven't posted on social media in since 2012. And I tell small business owners, you aren't Nike, you aren't Reebok, you aren't Sony. You know, these are huge businesses that just because they've been around for a while and they have built relationships with their buyers, I mean, they can do these type of things where they could just simply put their logo on their Facebook page and you recognize it and you'll buy from them because you trust them. But the biggest myth about social media is that you can just post anything on social media, your product or your service, and people are just going to buy from you. So don't fall for the myth. Put in the necessary work. Build the relationships with your people. This is Sean Heineman with a Kairos Moment. You can visit our website at kairossocial.com, and we'll talk to you then.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Kairos Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, podcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up